After hearing nearly 4.5 hours of public comment, the board recessed, putting off the vote for at least a day. The proposed policy would allow students to select the bathroom and locker room that matches their gender identity. Teachers and staff would be required to use a student's preferred pronoun. Jennifer Stoll, mom to 4 students, is opposed.
LCPS is no longer a safe place for my children and is mired in radical political ideology that's just not going to work for our family.
Supporters of the policy also spoke out, including Paul Woodridge of Fairfax County.
They're on the right side. If they vote this policy in, it's going to help a lot of students. It will help all students, not just transgender students.
In Ashburn, Dick Iuliano, WTOP News.